I was assuming my Wi-Fi.
Oh, Dad.
I said I was assuming my Wi-Fi would work.
All right, everybody ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, all right, it is 5:01 PM and it's time to call the City of Woodway Planning and Zoning Commission to order. And it is May the 28th and we have several things on the agenda. But first of all, we're going to have an opportunity for members of the public to comment on any item that is not addressed on the agenda. We do have a couple of public hearings and public comment periods otherwise, but this is the one for any item that is not mentioned. So any member of the public who would like to comment on any item on the agenda, feel free to stand up, state your name and address, and let us know what you have to say. Seeing no interest in that, we will move on to the next item of the agenda, and that is to consider action on the minutes of the April 9th, 2024 regular meeting. And so have y'all had an opportunity to look over those minutes?
Yes, and I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the April 9th, 2024 regular meeting.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor of approving those minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is to consider, discuss, and action on the approval of preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Chadwick Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being a subdivision of all that tract of land in the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, out of the Moses Allen Survey, abstract number 48, and being all of that called 0.383 acres of land described in a deed to Julia C. Dunlap and wife, I believe that's Cynthia A. Dunlap, recorded in volume 1556, page 242 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas.
Thank you. Madam stand-in chairman today. This is just a simple preliminary plat on Chadwick. You saw it back in April as a conditional approval. They've met all the conditions, I believe, on this one. It's an existing house. It's never been recorded. You know, you'll remember there's quite a few areas in Woodway that were platted and not recorded. So this is going to be one of those areas, and we recommend approval of their preliminary plat. Anybody have any questions about it? That's... Thank you.
All right. Are there any discussion, any comments? I do recall we've had that, I believe, something about that before, but this is the preliminary plat. So, would anyone care to make a motion to...
I'll make a motion that we approve the preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Chadwick Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas. Being a subdivision of all that tract of land in the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, out of the Moses Allen Survey, abstract number 48, and being all of that of 0.383 acres of land described in a deed to Julia C. Dunlap and wife Cynthia Dunlap, recorded in volume 1556, page 242 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. All right, that motion carries, and we will move on to the next agenda item, which I'm going to get a lot of reading in tonight, it looks like. So we've got discussion and consider an action on approval of the preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Old Oak Creek Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being all of that called 0.808 acre tract 2, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20230282 of the official public records in McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220248357 of the official public records in McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Addition to the City of Woodway, recorded in volume 1421, page 4 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Hale Drake Addition to the City of Woodway, recorded in volume 1739, page 44 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas.
let you catch your breath there for a second.
Thank you.
This also is a preliminary plat you've seen back in April. You conditionally approved it. All conditions have been met. You'll notice they're just cleaning up basically five lots. The picture there is a picture of the existing bank that they're using as temporary before they begin the construction of the larger bank that's going to be behind there. This also, we recommend approval. Any questions?
Any comments, discussion?
Where is this, like, address-wise?
It's directly across the street from HEB. Is that what you're asking?
You know where the pet store is? It's right behind the pet store.
Seems like it's 9205 Oak Creek or something like that.
Right. The property, yeah, the property you're looking at used to be that there's a little workout place and then that old mechanic shop.
Right.
That whole conglomerate of properties is what it is what this existing is. That's Old McGregor to the south of the picture and, like I said, HEB to the north, basically.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Would anyone like to
make a motion that we approve the preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1, Old Oak Creek Addition to the City of Woodway, Clinton County, Texas, being all of that called 0.808 acre tract 2, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 202-302-8280. Of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220483 57. Of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Addition, the City of Woodway, recorded in Volume 1421, Page 4, of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Hale Drake Addition to the City of Woodway, recorded in Volume 1739, Page 444 of the deed records of the McLennan County, Texas.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
Got a second on that? All right, we'll go ahead and vote on this. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, the motion is approved. We will move on to item number 6, which is a public hearing. So it is 5:08, and I'm going to call the public hearing on the application to develop and the site development plan in a planned district, which is the bank, being all of that called 0.808 acre tract 2, described in the deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20230282 80 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract described in the deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220483 57 of the official public records in McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Addition, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Haley Drake Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek. And so now, anyone here in the public who would like to comment on this public hearing, please feel free to come forward and again state your name and address, and we'd be happy to hear your comments. I don't see anyone who has any comments they would wish to add at this time. So it is 5:10 p.m. and I'm going to close the public hearing on this agenda item. And we will move forward to the next item on the agenda, which is to discuss and consider an action on this same property that we have been discussing. So are there any city comments on this?
Thank you. I do apologize. My iPad broke, so I was trying to open it up on my phone. It's not working right. This is an app to develop, and you'll notice it's the exact same property that we were just talking about for the platting. They're running these simultaneous. Just like the app and the site development, we all know you can run those together. At the last council meeting, I believe they went for acceptance, and this is the process moving forward. It'll come here, and then it'll go to council from here. They are pushing for the bank. But most of the app and site you're looking at right now is going to be the initial driveway, the ATM, and the fence that was approved. That stuff that we looked at through the Board of Adjustments. We talked about it, I think, three meetings ago back in April. So they got approval from the BOA to move forward with where they're going to locate it, and this is the app to develop for those. I also have, I believe I have the contractor and the engineer of record if we have any questions regarding the actual site plan. They will come back at a later date with the actual plans for the building, that they're building stuff. So like I said, right now we're looking at a driveway, an ATM, and some fencing. They do, I will mention one thing, they have a letter from city manager that is required for the height restriction. They would like to go higher on the fence than the 8 feet. A lot of the citizens were actually for that. It'll be a better separation between the residential and their property. So I talked to three or four citizens, and they were actually excited that the fence was going to be taller. So it's going to be a pretty substantial fence. But anyway, they've got approval to move forward with that, but this is the app and site for that process.
Can you fill us in on, because I do not recall, what the Board of Adjustments approved?
If I'm not mistaken, so what they approved was, so if you abut a residential district, you have to follow the same rules as the backyard rules for whatever you're abutting. So a lot of times we don't see this because it's in a in a PUD, because there's no setbacks, right? This is, since that's an R1 district, they can't put anything in like the 40-foot rear yard setback, which includes flat work and stuff like that. So it would have had to have been grass, and that's actually, they want to put the, they're going to do a landscape wall between the fence and the road, but they want the road within that 40 feet. That's a Board of Adjustments exception.
That has not been approved. That has or has
it? It has, yes. So they got approval. That's kind of what the city staff was waiting for. Like, well, we don't really want to move forward with this until we know that you're going to be allowed to actually do what you want to do, because they could not come to you for that exception. They had to go to the BOA. So they went through that process first, got approval, and then brought you this plan.
How high is that fence
going to
be?
10 foot? I want to say it was 12.
12 feet?
12 feet.
So what's the materials going to be made of?
I believe it's a brick material.
Oh, it's a brick? Masonry?
Concrete. Masonry, yes.
It's concrete.
What? Concrete. Oh, it's concrete wall.
Stamped concrete.
Concrete fence, yeah.
Looks like a masonry wall. Yeah. But like I said, it looks pretty substantial, but I was interested to see the citizens that live back there were actually pretty happy. So.
Yeah.
There's about four or five houses that would be affected by that.
I think there, it's three or four, I believe, that will back up to this property.
Four.
Okay. And like I said, it's still commercial property like it was before, so a lot of that hadn't changed, but you're right as far as what they're moving to.
So to clarify, right now we are basically making, this is apt to develop for, or this is site development plans for specifically the driveway access, the ATM access.
And the fence.
Spots in the back.
Exactly.
And so that's why there are the variances requested.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
And we're looking right now at the first part, which is the site development, and then we do, first is the, yes, which one is first? Hold on. The application to develop, then the site.
The app is easy because, right, it's a zoning check.
Yes.
It's commercial. It's allowed in this zone. The app to develop is easy. Site development is what they're putting on the land. So that's why you have the drawings for the site development.
Do we have any indication? There's a significant block about half the size of this plot, future development lot, shaded out. Is that going to be, I think it's Caliche right now where that old body shop was.
It's probably mostly gravel, but yeah. Well, no, right now we don't know. It'll just be green space, basically. It'll have some sort of vegetation growing on it. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she may be able to answer my question better, but I believe that maybe for future, this is beyond the bank, future development.
Yeah, future development's great. I'm just wondering between now and future.
What it'll be green space. Right. It'll have to be grass, some sort of grass.
So for the first part, we're just concerned about whether it's properly zoned, correct?
Yes,
so
that's the
part.
The app to develop, yes.
So that would be the first part of the agenda item.
Application to develop.
Yes, and then we're going to do the site development plan on a separate vote.
Are you ready for a motion?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the application to develop in a plain district, bank being all of 0.808 acre tract two described to the deed in First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 202302828280 to the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called the 1.56 acre tract described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument 202204835 7 of the official records are public records of McLennan County, Texas, and lot 1 block 1 of the James E. Taylor addition and lot 2 block 1 of the Haley Drake addition to the City Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
All right. If there is no further discussion, we'll go ahead and call for a vote on this. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. All right, this motion carries, and then we will move on to the second part of this, which is the site development plan in a planned district on this very same property. So do you have any further comments on this part?
I kind of summed them together. I do not. If you have any questions, let me know. But yeah, that's basically what we're looking at. Is
I asked earlier, there was one approved exception. Have all nine been approved? You said there's...
No, that's what you're doing today. You're making recommendation to council on those nine, yes, today.
So that was the only other variance then?
Right.
Only one. The only
thing that's been approved, yes, is the one from Board of Adjustments, which is the backyard setback. They're allowing them to put a driveway in the lanes of traffic in it.
And it appears many of the requests for exceptions had to do with the fact that they don't want to, like, put in landscaping to have it torn up during the process of doing the second half. It's not that they are going to be passed on it. It's just deferred.
Yes.
Is that correct? For
the only one that I see is the distance of the road from the fence, or the driveway from the fence. But they're also installing a 12-foot privacy fence, which I feel...
That's exactly right.
Makes up for a...
That's exactly right.
Makes up for the intent of the ordinance.
Again, a lot of these things, they may make sense in when you're speaking about it, talking about it, but technically speaking, we will bring you what is technically correct, and that's why some of those things, it's up to your discretion.
I'll give everyone, anyone have any more questions they would like to ask or any more comments on it before we move forward? Everybody okay? All right, then if anyone would like to make a motion, we can go ahead and consider this one.
I'll make a motion that we recommend to the City Council regarding a site development plan in the planned district, which is bank. Being all of that called 0.808 acre tract 2, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 202-302-8280. Of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 202204-8357 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and lot 1, block 1 of the James E. Taylor addition, and lot 2, block 1 of the Haley Drake addition, the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek.
Address the exceptions. Yeah. With or without the exceptions approved.
With the exceptions
approved. Right. So that this would be based on the recommendation, and the city did recommend those exceptions.
We don't recommend exceptions.
Okay. So that is for us to decide. So you are saying to include those exceptions as...
Yes.
Were in the agenda packet.
Yes, correctly. Yeah, if he would like to grant the exceptions, he just needs to mention it in his motion. You're right. That's the perfect way to do it.
We do grant the exceptions.
Okay, so we're granting the exceptions. Okay, is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor of that, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, then that item is approved. Now we're moving on to the... big item here, the presentation by Kimberly Horn and Associates on the proposed City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan. known as the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan, and I'm sure this is going to be a very interesting. So.
The good news is I'm not doing any of it, so you'll be
it's
happy to know.
Only 140 pages.
If you'd like, I will introduce Daniel, and Haley is here, and they're here to wow you, I think. And so I'll turn it over to you. Anything?
Do you want to share?
Presentation.
Amy's going to pull it up. All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, Amy's going to pull it up. She's got it.
I will say one more thing. The presentation, I hope, addressed a lot of things people had questions on. I don't know, Daniel, you prefer, do you want to kind of, if they have questions, jump in or wait, or do you carry the way? So feel free to, if y'all would like to just ask questions as you go, or just let him finish the presentation and ask questions, it's up to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, feel free to ask questions while it's fresh, and I'll try to get through the presentation as timely as possible, and afterwards we'll have some opportunity for discussion as well. Hopefully we're able to address your questions, and I have just kind of a brief introduction here, and we'll get into it. Again, my name is Daniel Acevedo. I'm here with my colleague Haley Carruthers. We're with Kimley Horn, the consultant that helped to facilitate the comprehensive plan. Today, we're just going to give you a brief overview. At the last P&Z meeting that we were here, there was some questions about receiving the email that contained the report. And so since then, y'all have had the opportunity to have the report, look through it, and have had some time to digest it. So just high level here, we're in phase four, right at the tail end of adoption implementation. It's been about a 12-month process. A little bit more than that, and so we're heading towards adoption. Again, you've had the draft opportunity to review it. Just briefly for you all and people who are listening, what is a comprehensive plan? What is the authority of a comprehensive plan? Comprehensive plan is a blueprint for future development of the city over the next 25 years. So that blueprint gives you guidance for development for the next 25 years. It acts as a toolkit for future city officials when making decisions regarding development and redevelopment. It covers various aspects such as land use, transportation, housing, infrastructure, economic development, and mobility. It does not constitute zoning regulations or establish zoning district boundaries, but rather it provides guidance for zoning decisions based on the descriptions of those areas and the vision for those areas. And again, this comprehensive plan process was a community-led effort, community-driven effort, where we reached out and gathered as much input as we could on the community. And so because of that, helped to build the plan. Again, this plan promotes transparency and accountability for current and future decision makers, providing a clear framework for evaluating proposed projects and initiatives. Here's a synopsis of all of the public engagement and involvement events that we had throughout the process. We've had a webpage, we've done a community survey, we've had public input meetings, we've had events at your community events, July 4th pop-up event, farmers market, public meeting. And from a representational standpoint, we've had the comprehensive plan committee. We've had stakeholder interviews, diagnostic meetings with city staff and key stakeholders, and then Woodway elected and appointed officials. You see throughout the document that input in different ways. Some of the surveys that we did were one word questions on what do you believe the future of Woodway? Describe the future in one word. And this is just an example snapshot, and there's a lot more of that in the report as well. Some of the key takeaways that we heard was small town feel and sense of community. Residents really like the small town feel and the sense of community here. So as we grow over the next 25 years, really want to maintain that sense of community. Another thing we heard is infrastructure and services. Really, those things will help support the future of Woodway. So we want to make sure that we keep pace with infrastructure and services as the city builds out and grows. Events, programs, and recreation. The community has a very strong feeling of a community here. And so in order to facilitate that community through events, programs, and recreation, that's an important key feature today and will be over the next 25 years. Gathering spaces, the community really enjoys and wants to further enhance more gathering spaces throughout the community. And then manage growth. People voiced the need for new attractions, entertainment, restaurants in Woodway, but didn't want unmanaged growth. They didn't want it to just show up and be random and density that went against Woodway's existing character. So the future land use strategy. So really built the vision based on the input from the community. First, we have the future land use strategy that gives guidance for land use throughout the city. We also have a vision statement, which I'll get to on the next slide. We have planned themes, the major themes that came through in the top three, the ones in blue there, responsible growth, quality of life, and belonging. And you'll see that throughout the report. And then it has the plan components, the ones that we spoke about, land use, parks, economic development, et cetera. So again, those themes to preserve, to enhance, and to grow, this was really the land use strategy for the entire city of Woodway. And those three aspects carry through. In the blue, those are areas that the community voiced the opinion that we really want to maintain those areas. You'll see it's primarily the single family, detached residential areas, the scenic areas. Those are the areas that the community really wants to maintain. They don't necessarily want it to grow. They don't necessarily want it to be enhanced. They believe that it's currently in a good state. We just need to continue that and continue that, really that small town feel. The orange areas are areas to enhance. We can do additional things that the community wanted in those areas, potentially, but those are our areas where we can look for enhancements. And then finally, the green area, mostly along the 84 corridor, those are the area that's the area that's been targeted for growth. So,
sorry, I'm going to interrupt with that. When you say the community,
mm-hmm.
like what, and I know there was a 4th of July pop-up in a farmer's market, that's not everybody's thing to attend. Mm-hmm. How are the other meetings advertised or put out, or how was that originally disclosed?
Sure. So the website advertised all of the events. We've done flyers.
Your website or the city of Woodway?
The project website and the city as well. It linked through the city's website. The project website linked through the city's website.
We also put in the newsletter, and then we also made every public input meeting into a virtual. So if they couldn't attend it in person, there was a survey online for them also to interact with, and there was a thank you survey.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, no problem.
And what does enhance mean, the orange areas?
Sure, so enhance, Haley, do you wanna?
Yeah.
I never could figure that out from the plan, and I did read it. Like my house is right there in the orange area. What is that going to be for me?
Sorry, could you show me where on the, where which area on the map near the Arboretum area?
It looks like a.
Sorry, can I point on this?
Large orange area.
Sorry, each time I click it, the top button, right? No.
What does that mean? Areas to enhance. What?
Yeah, so.
Enhance.
A lot of the areas to enhance, so why we targeted specifically where the City Hall is and the Arboretum is just because in Chapter 5, when we specifically talked about a campus, we really just wanted to connect this area across from the Arboretum and that there's just specific land use strategies, specifically enhancing the corridor and the roadways. So that could be like looking more at widening for trails connections, looking at kind of how we can bring in streetscape improvements, but not really update any land uses, so it wouldn't be to specifically take out what the use is currently, but just kind of have a specific land use strategies through placemaking, wayfinding, and streetscape enhancements. And specifically on the, if you're looking more on the west side of the city, the big orange area, that area specifically, there's just some escarpment barriers, so there's just a lot of topography. So how you develop that land will look a lot differently than how you would develop 84 corridor. What's really nice about Woodway is the topography, it is the trees, it is what makes it naturally beautiful, and we just don't want, you know, anyone coming in and taking out what is currently beautiful about Woodway.
So since we're kind of in this, are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm not sure I have my answer, but keep going.
So, and maybe I'm fast-forwarding, because I know, but I think maybe in the interest of time, and I don't certainly want to speak for everyone, I know Mr. Cole had this question, as did I last time, and you mentioned it earlier, sir. There's nothing in this that dictates future zoning. So what is planning and zoning voting on? What, I mean, and I don't know if I'm asking the right person, but I don't, if we're not talking about zoning, what are we voting on? I think that's one of the two questions, sure, at least that I left with last time, not fully understanding, and I'm not sure we ever got to an answer on that.
So a comprehensive plan gives guidance for zoning decisions in the future. What you're voting on is a comprehensive plan, which gives you guidance. So as an example, Haley spoke about enhancements.
So when you say guidance, sorry, I'm going to interrupt for like discussion. So sure. When you say guidance, are you talking about like certain parameters we then have to stay within for certain areas? Or what do you mean by, I don't want to get too gray and like, you know, you're opening this, but you're closing this. And again, not, that was the major concern leaving, was we didn't really know what the impact of our decision and how our decision played into this based on information received.
Sure. I'll give you an example based on Haley's example of streetscape, or we'll just call it an intersection improvement.
Okay.
If there's development in the future that is adjacent to an intersection for an area that we said enhance,
mm-hmm.
Those are some considerations that should be made when making a rezoning decision. So, you know, if there's a development plan, those are some things that you want to look at as far as, well, we have guidance for this area based on the comprehensive plan that says that enhancements should be part of a development in this area. If it doesn't have that, or if, let's just say, something way out, you know, we spoke about preserve, the areas that want to preserve. If for some reason someone comes in and wants to do a hotel in the area where it says preserve, let's just knock down a bunch of land and build a hotel. That is in opposition with what the comprehensive plan is saying for an area that wants to be preserved.
So
it will give you a guidance.
Hearing you, and that's a very black and white example, and I totally follow that, yeah, in the hotel, right? Yeah. But when you say consideration versus guidance, mm-hmm. considerations are things you consider, guidance are things you have to follow. And I think that that's where my ultimate concern follow, as it did in the previous, is we're gonna pass something. There's not a lot of detail in what that intersection update looks like, right? So we're essentially passing, yes, we're for enhancement, not knowing if that means a light pole on every corner and stop go signs on the light poles or bike paths cross. Like, we don't know. And so I think the guidance, going back to higher level, but using your example, one, are we or are we not zoning? If we're not zoning, are we committing to some sort of guidance? If so, what is that? And if not, if we're just saying, hey, these are we're agreeing to consider all this stuff in the future, by all means, move forward. Like, I'm all for considering all things and all decisions, right? But I'm kind of getting lost, and if it's just me, guys, please tell me.
So what this is all about is, let me go to 105. Page 105, this is kind of the end of the page. This is kind of the end of the presentation. And it plainly states, the city will be responsible for taking the main responsibility in executing and implementing the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. So everything that's in this plan, that means rezoning residential to commercial, rezoning something for commercial,
mm-hmm.
that means Woodway will be the responsibility to do that.
Don't disagree at all.
This is all about Highway 84 corridor.
Which is my main concern.
Which is 90% of what this is about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And my concern about this is there is several residentials, all the way from HEB,
yep.
all the way to First Woodway Baptist Church.
Yep.
If some developer wants to come in and they want to go partner with the city of Woodway in a PPP and say, look, we're going to make more money on tearing all this stuff down. Let's go ahead and rezone this to commercial because they back right up to Highway 84.
So I echo that very concern, because when we sat here 3 years ago and laid maps out over tables of a future overlay, I say 3 years ago, guys, it may have been a year and a half or two, there was discussion of flipping that row of houses that backs 84, making that commercial so that upon sale, really, you'd have residents, a street, and then the back of commercial buildings facing 84.
Right.
And then past that, we weren't, I wasn't, and maybe you guys were, but I wasn't told a whole lot else. I didn't go to our website for this, and that's on me. It is, right?
This may not exist.
But I don't go to the state of Texas website or the city of Waco website where I work to figure out the different things either. But again, that's on me, and I'll own that piece of it. There was no discussion with this group or otherwise, to my knowledge, till you guys have been on this for over a year. Then we were presented with this, and I totally agree with you. That's my concern, is there something in here that provides guidance that then when they try to do that, our hands are bound, because I can't get details out of what's going on in here other than the overall statement you're reading.
On page 53.
Hey, can I try one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to, I will use this in the overlay, the 84 overlay, that stuff is not included in this part as far as what they did. That's not included. So all that, I mean, that was a bunch of talk and a bunch of discussion, but you won't find that overlay like that. Because when the maps were looked over, they went back to what it is now. If that's a concern on that one part, for sure. I think, but another part is, looking at it, if you've spent any time with the 2004 comprehensive plan, you will also see that it is very vague. To your example, anybody that came in and let's say they bought all those houses that backed up to 84 right there and they wanted to make commercial, it comes through this board. It comes through the Planning and Zoning Commission. I equate it to stuff, the last four things we've changed. We've changed the commercial to office park. We've changed the commercial to residential. Those are the kind of things. We went to the future land use map, which is the map on the top. They had to come first, right, and say, hey, the future land use map, which is the same equivalent map on the bottom in the new comprehensive plan, and they came to you and they said, you know what, this is commercial all the way through. This is residential all the way through. We want to make this commercial. And it came to you for changes. The future land use map says we want this to be residential, but in the best interest of the property, y'all changed it to zoning to commercial. I think that's a lot of the impact, though, that you're seeing. Anything that comes through, there's not going to be, this is not a blanket, right? This is the new zoning for this area. It also has to come through the Planning and Zoning Commission before anything would get changed, if that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, if you pulled the 2004 and went through it, you would see there is a lot of it is, you know, like if you were to take estates, well, we're going to make it this many lanes, but we also want a green space and a sidewalk and a place for benches up and down the street. A lot of it is that. But if that makes any sense, yes, you have a future land use map now from the 2004, but you still have the authority to change it as you go through it. Does that make any sense as far as kind of clearing some of that up?
So what an example, and I'm just thinking back through the notes I made on it, and a question I kind of raised was, like, currently we have a height restriction on buildings in some of the areas.
Yes.
Several, three stories or two or whatever it may be. And I believe on that corridor portion where we're looking at hopefully being able to bring in the more commercial uses, bring in more tax base for that, we would be considering having maybe up to eight stories or six. I think there was a question on that. So with that, I mean, the land is still going to be for commercial use, but when normally we would say what is the height restriction, we would be looking at, and maybe not an exception, but looking at this plan and saying where this property is within this commercial development based on this comprehensive plan, this will be okay. And
well, now, I will tell you, in the new comprehensive plans, they do make a couple of recommendations. Now, you already have that where the hotels are, right? Mm-hmm. That's an overlay district that allows them to go to 86 feet. But you can't do that where Dutch Brothers is, right? There's height restrictions, so you already have that. But I noticed, yes, there's a couple of areas where they do recommend for future in 50 years, in 20 years, in 40 years, that you may want to change the restrictions. But this by no means does that do that today. It's something to think about for the future. I don't want to step out of bounds, but I wanted to answer that one question as far as everything comes through this group. If they're going to rezone something, it doesn't matter. I could tell you I want it to be an astronaut 84 corridor. Until you approve it, that's what it's going to be, if that helps answer your questions on some of your stuff. So, all right.
Thank you. Sorry. Back to you.
And to your point, this document is comprehensive in nature. It's not meant to be very specific on where you put light poles, how many light poles that you put. It's just guiding as an overview that additional studies will probably need to be made if we're going to get into the very specifics of right-of-way, what are the dimensions of what a multi-use trail will look like. It's supposed to be high-level. It's a comprehensive guiding document.
I think what I'd want to make sure as we go through this today is we're not being tied to, I mean, there's an example of one of the items in here that basically is like a suggestion of the Highway 84 corridor district, specifically where it's commercial, mm-hmm. where there's a recommended change of not allowing monument, not allowing pylon signs, but only allowing monument signs. So what I want to make sure is it doesn't end up in a situation where we're tied to this so black and white that we just need to nitpick every option, every item in here.
Yeah, so this isn't an adopted code update where if someone were to come in and put a sign, these are just design recommendations and what we would like to consider based off the feedback that we heard. And the reason why we talk about height restrictions is because what we heard from the residents, that came to our events or took our surveys, is that they don't want to see major changes. If we do see growth, they want it to be in a phased way that doesn't take away the character of Woodway. So we considered that when we are recommending design guidelines.
So, I think the main thing is that everybody's concerned about is we don't want to give too much power to the actual city to be able to go in and rezone someone's property to a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that, obviously, like in downtown Austin, where those people had to move out because their taxes got so high because their property was zoned commercial.
Mm-hmm.
They had a house that was worth maybe $100,000, but then they got zoned commercial to $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it wasn't worth it, but it's just the fact that that was a problem they couldn't help, you know. But it's like, this is not, I've read through this a lot, but this is not just Highway 84. This pertains to anywhere in Woodway. If there's a street or a corner lot or somewhere that would be, somebody would want to designate that as commercial, then they might could go ahead and rezone that to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like that the homeowners in this community that have bought this property at R1 deserve the right to be able to keep that R1.
100%.
Now, the Highway 84 corridor, I understand there's progress is going to go. I mean, there's some people that just out of luck, you know? If they bought a house back up to Highway 84, they may have to move someday.
Yeah.
But it's just that it looks like this is recommending to the city of what commercial would be or where it would be possibly. But it also says back at where I read 105 that it says it's the duty of the city of Woodway to go ahead and take place and go ahead and recommend this.
So what it says in Chapter 6, the implementation,
yes,
is all of those actions would be the responsibility of the city to
That's
see.
Right.
So one of those examples would be if you guys, I know we talked before about looking more into a senior center, looking more into the parks. So one of the actions that we recommended was to do a park master plan. that would be the city to start to instigate that process. So just more actions like that. I know we said that, you know, you mentioned that a lot of this is Highway 84, but there's a lot of quality of life recommendations and guidelines that we also outlined in the plan that we think are equally important, because we don't want to forget about the residents who own their houses, who've lived here for a long time, and also should see some sort of changes that are appropriate for them, and that all their taxes that they're putting into, they're seeing it into fruition of why they live here and the high quality of life that you guys bring.
Right.
And so place types, and the reason why we say maintain in this case, is really just to say exactly what you said. It gives flexibility to what are the uses that can be there, but specifically how we outline in the guidelines. So in maintain, we're not really recommending commercial in this area because it's not appropriate. These are mainly residential houses, and there's not going to be an area to develop in that area.
Right. I understand. I mean, I think 90% of it is great. I'm just picking out the things I see that could be a problem future. And, you know, this one on page 53, it says, like, 30 years. What's that at? Here it is. It says, you know, the residential areas of the corridor are existing single-family detached structures. There are no proposals that these should change as they are today or in the future. However, as growth occurs long-term, how the character of this corridor develops might influence what the uses of these structures are. They could, in the future, allow for adaptive reuse in the small-scale commercial, like coffee shops, but what that means is that in the future, if things grow, then all of a sudden these people are out of luck.
Well, and I'll think back on that. On page 70, it talks about transition zones, adjacency issues between residential and non-residential. And it goes on to say that structures used for non-residential purposes that are 5,000 square feet or greater, it's a pretty good coffee shop.
Yeah.
You know, then there's all these additional setbacks, you know, up to 250 feet. But I'm like, you're encroaching well into that neighborhood behind HEB at 250 feet.
And those kind of changes would still have to come to us before anything could happen. So we're still the gatekeeper of those significant changes.
And if we're feeling like those aren't appropriate, this is still in draft form, so you can still make recommendations to us that would make the language more appropriate. And also for your land uses, I know you said earlier you just don't want something that's going to tie your hands, but you can update your land use map and your comprehensive plan at any point.
So, and I could probably go on a long time, but I would expect everybody's time. I just go back to my two questions from earlier. Is this guidance, or is this options on the table to be looked at moving forward? And then, let's just start with that one.
Sure.
Wait, can I ask to clarify between those two?
To me, guidance is something you have to follow. You have to stay within the guardrails.
Okay.
And maybe I'm interpreting that wrong. I'm just trying to get through the verbal communication being used here and make sure I'm clear on it. So guidance, you follow guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Options, something you can look at. Hey, we should consider consideration with your words, or consider these things in the future. That doesn't mean I have to do them, I'm required to do them, or I have to pick from these one of four things when we do this.
Mm-hmm.
To me, guidance, and we've seen some more of the detail in the time we've had to look through this, but I still, you know, is it guidance or is it considerations? And then if this isn't zoning, what is P&Z voting on?
And thank you for clarifying that. I definitely was using guidance in a different way.
Okay.
So that definitely is helpful. I would say it's considerations. It's a considerations of how decisions might be in the future pertaining to zoning. It's setting up the conversation. And land use is your first step before zoning. And that's why you all are here voting on it. Because how the land use is set up is how zoning will follow. So if we're showing an area of maintain, the zoning in that area would only be residential. If we're showing something along Highway 84 and it is a residential land use, then the zoning in that area will also be residential.
So on your map of future land use plan,
Shoot, sorry.
and you have it coated green, that one right there, up and down the 84 corridor where currently residents exist on both sides. So does that mean we're agreeing, when you say grow, I don't think we can grow neighborhoods that are already house next to house next to house. We're talking about converting those to commercial.
No. The grow has a very specific growing strategy that we then outline on page 50 and 51, which is shown on this map that outlines where residential should be, where it is existing residential.
And I think they did pull all the residential houses out of that.
Correct.
As a green. There's no residential.
So you can...
I don't disagree. My confusion lies in those maps, if you overlay them, do not say the same thing. The one we were just looking at is green for growth. The one that's more detailed in color has some areas of residential district and commercial district kind of intertwined. And so if those matched, I would be like, I'd understand what the proposal was. But in an overlay, those don't match.
Right, so he's looking at that here, it's showing all as green, and then the red is the Highway 84 corridor. Then we go into a different land use strategy.
So let me read.
How many land use strategies are we voting on, and which one trumps the other?
So the reason why we have a very specific Highway 84 land use strategy is because we understood that how commercial looks in Highway 84 is not how it's going to look anywhere else in the city. In terms of building heights, in terms of how the character would be, so we thought we would do a very specific separate strategy for this corridor because of the growth. This is really the only area that you have left to grow. And so we wanted to take that land in a very specific direction.
So which of those two maps should we be looking at? Because again, if we overlay those, if I'm missing it, please tell me. If we overlay those, the one that has the larger green stripe down 84 says areas to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it is specific carved out if I zoom in and includes residential lots.
Correct.
Okay. And the other one is less aggressive, and it has those same lots carved out as residential. So I ask, which one of these mm-hmm. is the plan?
So you would be looking at both. Both are recommendations. Grow in this case, in the definition that we used, is really just a term in terms of this is your area that you have left to build out. That's not, so what we can do if it's more of a heartburn of including residential in this growing area is take that out of the boundary. It was just included in the 84 boundary, so we just included it in the growing area. However, like I said, this is a draft, so we can exclude any residential within this boundary if that is where the concern is lying.
I can't speak for anyone else, but I do have a concern with that. And I think if we're going to talk about stuff like, and use, we can't just say the word grow is what we use and be not definitive about that. I think we need to know what the terms we're going with. But I'll stop.
No, I'm... Go ahead.
One quick thing. On page 75, this is the comprehensive plan checklist for the city of Woodway. LU2, review and update the city's existing development-related ordinances and modify them where necessary to accommodate the types of development envisioned in the future land use plan. So whatever they got in here, that's what's going to happen.
That's my concern.
I guarantee you.
If y'all vote for it.
If we vote for it. Now, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe it ought to all be commercial down through there. Maybe the people just out of luck, you know?
I mean, sure would hate to be the people who live along 84. That have eminent domain.
And if you look at the setbacks that show, the carve-out is for just those houses with the backyards facing 84, but to get the 250-foot... So you have to buy that lot, the street, the lot across the street, and then 250 more feet. That's two more. You're four houses deep.
And that's devastating because those neighborhoods are
revenue,
well established, and
tax dollars.
So
that's going to be a lawsuit.
It'd be, yes.
Well, I don't know.
I think there's
developed. They're going to just zone it commercial.
Can you go back to where you were reading on page 75?
Yes, ma'am.
You're reading the land use action one?
Yes, ma'am.
About developing a checklist, correct?
Yes.
So this specific action is just outlining that all the actions in the implementation table should just be made into a checklist for the city to follow. It's not binding you to anything in that case. It's not an action that's binding you to policy or to any type of zoning or code. This is strictly a organizational tool for the city to use. And I also want to encourage that, again, this is a conversation and we're open to your feedback. And if you definitely do not want to show any residential in this map as green, we can go back and update that. This is how originally the conversation was had. We had with, you know, our committee for the comprehensive plan, but again, we're having a conversation with you. And so if there's concern over showing residential in this area as green, we can easily go in and update that and change it to blue to make sure it's showing as maintained.
What you're doing is you're opening the door to developers to say, come on in. This is what we might have to offer for you on commercial development.
If we show it as green? Mm-hmm. So if we change it to blue, that would not be the case.
So, is that a question or a statement?
I'm asking if that would be good...
I have no concern there, because at the end of the day, an owner who's willing to sell is an owner who's willing to sell.
Right.
Things still would have to be rezoned, future land use map amended, rezoned. It more just doesn't make sense why you would target an area of just a blanket, this is an area to grow, when it's an area that's developed, i.e. this section of 84 that is already developed. If that area is already developed, how are we targeting it as an area to grow? If ultimately a key point that was touched on is that we don't want to put a focus on disturbing what already exists. And like one of y'all's key points early on was what already residents don't want extreme changes. So it just doesn't line up in what y'all saw as the vision and what shows on here. Again, so, I think that this page where it shows the zoning makes sense, but when you overlay it with everything else, it just doesn't.
So I do want to clarify that isn't a zoning map. That is our future land use map for
future zoning. If that's the next step, you guys have said, like, right?
I just don't want anyone who's listening to think that that is a zoning map. I just want to be very clear with using zoning or using land use. It's a land use map.
Right.
And then we have that there's 14% left of undeveloped land in the 84 corridor. So we were seeing that there's still potential for development along that corridor. And so if development is going to come, or if a business does get turned over, i.e., a gas station, what else could be there? Okay. So that's really the only area that has left to consider those types of decisions. And so how would you like that corridor to look in 20 years if that's your only economic capture?
Okay. I think you used a great word earlier, binding. So when I go back to, you said this is, you know, this part of it's not binding. What in this is binding in regards to zoning that we may or may not have picked out? Is there anything binding? And then again, to me, it's odd, and nobody's answered it yet. If there's nothing binding for zoning, what are we voting on?
So you're voting on the land use plan that gives to your term, it gives recommendations for the future zoning decisions in that area. So the land use plan describes areas based on character, based on, we call them place types.
Okay? So this, correct?
Yes.
This framework, we're voting on this as a recommendation for a future land use plan.
Correct.
Correct. And like the red, I'll give red as an example. Red, that is generally understood as commercial. When you read through the place type for the red, right? It's not just commercial property. It can include many different things as the area grows. So you're not, it's not giving guidance for retail. It's not saying retail must go here. It's saying generally the area is generally made up of these types of uses, generally. So if your area is not generally made up of those uses and you're going through a zoning change or a zoning decision, and you're considering a zoning decision. So, for example, we talked about residential neighborhoods way in the future. There was a descriptor in there that said, okay, in a residential area, can a lot be rezoned for something else? If the entire area is predominantly residential, that is a different conversation than if it is 100% commercial. So it's really just giving... Again, it's giving a framework for those areas to generally describe what those areas are. It doesn't tie you necessarily to a use.
All this is non-binding for zoning. It's completely what we're doing right now is 100% non-binding.
That's false.
I would say, based on the way that you understand it, yes. I would say yes, based on the way that you're describing it.
So we're voting on the city to be...
Then why are we voting on it at all if it's non-binding to zoning?
Because it gives guidance for, or sorry, I'm using the wrong word. It gives considerations for those.
Real quick, though, if you follow me, because I am listening. You guys say it's a future land map, which is the first step to then zoning decisions. That's what's been stated in this meeting.
Correct.
But it's non-binding, but we have to vote to agree on the first step, put one foot in the water, only to follow with the other. And you know, to echo this member's comment about you're putting in stuff that's in already developed residential areas on the Highway 84 corridor with setbacks that would be four houses deep. And that's great if everybody in a capitalistic society agrees to sell their house for some crazy amount of money. But you know what it leaves the neighbors that are left there? They're no longer in a neighborhood.
Right.
Now they're abutted to a commercial development.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I can't understand why the maps don't overlay and why we're voting on this if it's non-binding. That's where I would leave it.
You're voting on if a lot or an area has the possibility of a commercial use, then you're voting the fact that it will take forward. It's
well,
not going to be a stop sign.
I think that's what we're being asked without being told that's what it is.
And if you, like I said, on 120, 105, if you're voting on the city to adapt this and go by everything written in this plan, and it's in word for word, the city will be responsible for taking the main responsibility and executing, implementing the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. The city will need to take the lead in informing stakeholders and of the outcome of the planning process, and is responsible for prioritizing actions, developing work plans, allocating staff resources, that means extra people maybe,
right,
identifying, obtaining funding, coordinating with partner agencies, builders maybe, organizations, monitoring progress. There's a lot of meat
not,
right
but
there.
But none of that can happen, majority of those items cannot happen without either a P&Z or city council approval.
That's true.
Again, the city staff is responsible for being the catalyst who brings things forward. That's just basic governmental work.
But in 8 years, yeah, this whole board can be different.
Right.
And they can be told, no, 100%. This is what got set in motion. You guys follow the direction.
Right.
And they're like, well, they knew something we didn't, so let's go with it. I mean,
that is absolutely against.
I'm out.
Jeopardizing current homeowners' rights,
yep,
for their property and their neighborhoods.
For what they bought it as.
Exactly.
I'm curious how you guys today interact with your future land use map.
We use it purely for rezoning reviewing it when we
what's
have
currently, how's it currently zoned and what it's the zone
and
as,
what
and
what does
it
fall in
like around that?
Mm-hmm.
How does it fall in the future land use plan
mm-hmm.
when it's brought to our the table, especially specifically if the future use does not fall within the future land use maps
mm-hmm.
zoning recommendations?
So just comparing, I don't know if you saw on page, sorry, I can't see the top of this. But we have a future land use comparison table that looks at your existing land use map versus the one that we're proposing today and what are the major changes. And it's really not anything major. The biggest change, I think, would be in a decrease in industrial along Highway 84 corridor.
I think to clarify, I'm understanding the difference in the future land use plan. Where fellow members are getting caught up is the fact that the area of where we grow, where we maintain, is clogging it up.
Mm-hmm.
If we truly just looked at this
yeah.
as a full document, it makes sense, I think, from a future land use plan.
And
like this makes 100% sense, seeing this on its own.
And so
I think the only challenge that people are getting caught up, or not the only, but I think that where things are getting caught up, and I don't have the, I know that there's a full version of this that doesn't just include the 84 corridor overlay somewhere, if you know the page number. I think where this gets clogged up is the where we grow, where we maintain
mm-hmm.
portion of that.
And
but
so
solely as a future land use map, I think that makes sense. I think there's some parts we could get into the weeds of recommendations on, where truly if this is a, forget his verbiage, a, truly a just, maybe not a guidance, but a recommendation, a, hey, this is a document that you can use to guide your decision, it can be very helpful, as long as that's truly where that is.
And we're,
I think it's just the portion of the where you grow, where you maintain.
Mm-hmm.
It's clogging up some of that.
And so,
yeah,
100%. If there is, you know, decision amongst the P&Z to move away of using those terminologies and getting more into the future land use types that are outlined on page 50 and 51, that is something that can be done. That is something that can maybe make it easier to read and easier to follow and for you guys easier to make decisions off of when using the comprehensive plan for considerations. I think there's a lot of good recommendations in there for the city at large beyond just land use and development, and I just don't want to throw out the whole document and leave people who do have houses in existing residential areas without any actions for them as well. Because really the conversation that we're having here is mainly about Highway 84 corridor, and there is compromise that we can have on our side to make it easier to read.
And I agree. I was thinking, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater kind of thing myself when I was looking at that, because so much of this, and I think the focus of this plan is to better Woodwide, not to make it more commercial, more business-oriented. We need some tax base. We need some money to come in to fund all the improvements to maintain the quality of life and to improve the sidewalks and improve the lighting and put in more parks and better signage or whatever, the wayfinding and all the other things that are enhanced. Our quality of life is to be enhanced to improve the aesthetics when we do allow buildings to come in and to have better usage of the topography to make them more visually appealing. So it seemed to me like the overarching theme of this, and I think we are drilling down onto that one issue of this land use on the corridor, but I think the overarching theme is how do we make Woodway better and make it visually better and aesthetically and more friendly for our residents of it. And yes, we will. We are the gatekeepers. And if it's not me or any one of us sitting in these seats, we know that we're going to be accountable to the public. And just like we shot down that guy on Estates Drive a half a year ago who had bought a lot thinking he could make it commercial. And it was a nice empty lot. It's right there near CVS Walgreens in the school. And we just shot him down and said, sorry, buddy. You would like it to be commercial. We see your argument, but no, we are preserving this residential neighborhood. And so that's any one of us who gets replaced, and we all will be by the time this thing is final. We'll be dead by this thing is finally implemented. Some of us sooner than others. But by the time this thing is finally done, you know, we hope that we will make Woodway a better place overall. And we can protect so much of that by our actions on this particular committee. And I think everything y'all have all said is valid, and I agree with it. You know, those existing homeowners, we're going to protect them like we have in the past, and they're going to be here speaking up when they get a notice that someone is wanting to convert the property next door or the property next to them. So they will speak up, and I think our responsibility on this commission is going to be to take those comments to heart at that moment in time. And that will be our bigger picture. And again, if someone says we want to rezone this property right here, I think we've got people on here who will say, no, we're not going to do it, because we're going to protect that person next door. That's my comment.
So that's the main point, is that we want to preserve this board. We want to preserve the planning and zoning. And I think these members are intelligent enough to do what I think is right. What I'm concerned is like this. On page 88, streamline permitting processes, simplify, expedite permitting processes to reduce the bureaucratic burden on small businesses, making it easier for them to start operating. Does this mean that maybe skipping out on some of the procedures to go to planning and zoning? And does that mean that the city will take more active role in speeding up and processing permitting? I mean, what does this mean?
There's a lot that needs to change on it.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, I think they are looking at it from a position of understanding the general process under municipalities, whereas Woodway's wheel is very clogged in getting anything done in the sense of the process. That's the application to develop, those kind of things. I think there's a lot of benefits there, and I think this irons out a lot of those things. I mean, even looking and understanding the viewshed analysis and those things, I think there's a lot of beneficial. I think truly this clogged up a lot of the understanding of the fact that, like, figure 4.5, 2023, Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan, future land use map, where it's areas to maintain, enhance, and grow. Like, that's not the, I think we understand now, that's not really the future land use map. That's just a focus and direction. The future land use map is where the actual zoning outlines are. And I think there is a lot in that. And that's what I don't think we need to throw out the effort and the money that's been spent over a couple of things. We just need to wrap our head around.
I don't disagree with you, but I think if city council's had multiple meetings, a year in the knowing and in the development of this, if P&Z spends a few more $1,000s to get our park covered.
Yes, I'm saying we don't throw the whole thing out.
No, I agree.
100%.
I agree with you.
And, you know, we're here to do that exactly. Yeah. And so we hear you, and if we're not trying to, you know, sweep things under the rug or pull anything over your eyes, we're truly here to get that input. And the city has spent the additional funds for us to come out in front of you guys and have this conversation. And so we can update the map and have it be more clear. And if really those three strategies are what is concerning, we can go back and make the land use map much easier to read in that case.
I think that would be helpful. It's some definitive language specific to zoning of what this is and what this isn't. Because what I don't want to do is hand this baton off to somebody else years down the road that says, no, back in 2024, they voted, this is the trajectory we're on, and it take on a different meaning, because that happens.
I do want to ask, so on page 33, we do mention how this is more of just...
Oh, wait a minute. 33 of yours? I got it.
Yeah. Page 33 of the report does mention how this interacts with zoning. And so I want to wave on the caution of not adding binding language about zoning that does put you guys in a precarious situation, and that we will lean on you to help us write that and make sure that the language is appropriate for you all. So we would be open to your feedback and comments as to what you think is appropriate in that case.
And just as a kind of a point of order, we probably should let her complete her presentation, then move to the public hearing. Then we would have our discussion, which we're kind of moving, doing a little bit of both. So we'll just incorporate these comments along with that. But just for the purpose of getting through the agenda item here.
And I'll own that one.
I mean, you know, we open the discussion. We appreciate you guys. I'm sure you'll see me again. And I, like I said before, when I was here last time, my phone line is open. My email box is open. If you have questions as you're going through this, please reach out to me. We can sit and discuss more. I mean, honestly, going through the presentation, we talked a lot about the things, but I can continue.
Feel free to skip over.
Okay.
Whatever makes sense. I mean, okay. Those are our concerns, obviously. So.
I do just want to clarify, though, going forward, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what the decision will be, but like I said, we are open to comments and feedback. Okay, so speaking about the Highway 84 corridor and the uses that we're showing, just wanted to show the comparison between the 2004 and what we're proposing. Really minimal changes. We're not proposing that big sweeping changes. The biggest thing is just the industrial, using Highway 84 for more capture, more economic base, and how that commercial should look like and develop along that corridor, which is really your only area left to develop and left to capture any of that tax base. Page 86 does go into what does each of those land uses mean in terms of recommendations or guidelines down the line when you're starting to think about writing policy or writing zoning around those uses. So what could landscaping and screening look like? Again, if you feel as though there are things in there that aren't appropriate or you'd like to see changes, we are open to receiving those comments. Something we did want to add was House Bill 2439. This does not put into place architectural standards, basically saying that we cannot, not me, but the city cannot dictate any architectural standards from developers that come in. So the plan components chapter really starts to talk about more high-level comprehensive guiding and actions for land use and development, public services, infrastructure, parks, trails, and open space, economic development, housing, neighborhoods, and placemaking. This is a comprehensive plan in nature, so these are just some topics that also should be considered as you guys grow in the next 20 or 30 years. And how do you maintain a high quality of life as time develops? You know, roads get older, infrastructure gets older, and you have to start thinking about how you use your funds to maintain a high quality of life, which is why people move here and decide to live here. So one of those examples is a viewshed analysis that we talk on page 80. This is just really talking about what does a viewshed analysis mean? You guys have some topography and some topography constraints. So how do you maximize safety? And doing a study and doing analysis of viewsheds can really help with that, can really help with how to understand the default topography of your city and maintaining what makes it beautiful and makes it unique, but also prioritizing safety as well. The last chapter, implementation, is really just a summary of the whole document in terms of action items that the city can take place to see the comprehensive plan really come into fruition over time. So that's just really putting into a table of the action type based on each chapter. The timing of that, is it a short action? Is it medium? Is it long term? Conceptual costs, like how much will that actually cost the city at a planning high level? And responsible party. This can really help you guys just understand from a city standpoint, you know, if they're starting to think about budgeting for the next year, what are some things that they can do in the interim as they start thinking about any type of improvements or anything that they can check off the list. So continuing monitoring and annual review, there should be regular checks in progress of planned implementation. Something that we talked about here is that really your comprehensive plan should be updated every 5 years. We work with cities that update their land use every year. We're currently working with the city of McKinney. I don't know if you guys know anything about the city of McKinney or up north. They're doing a 380 bypass through a lot of the cities, and they're concerned about the same thing that you guys are. There's residential areas and there's developers who want to come in and add commercial. So we're working with those cities to update their land use to make sure that that does not happen and that they're strengthening those residential neighborhoods and putting safeguards in there for them. So that's something that we do with cities all the time. You can update your land use, you know, every 6 months, every month, every 4 months, just depending on the effort you want to do. But life changes, things come up, and the 380 bypass is an example of that. So we're just working with the city to update their land use map to make sure that it aligns with the vision of the community. And next steps is, you know, recommendation to council, and then June 10th would be city council public hearing. So any additional questions on what I covered thus far?
Okay. Thank you very much. That's very informative, and I think helps clarify, and I think we all understand that we need to forward to you any of our concerns specifically so that they can be addressed if we do not approve it tonight and need to look at a future draft, or if we do approve this one and then move forward 6 months and a year, whatever it may be. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, now we need to move on with a public hearing on the new City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan, which is, of course, known as the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. And so if there are any members of the public who would like to voice their comments or thoughts about this plan, please feel free to come up to the microphone and introduce yourself. And the time is 6:21, so I'm opening the hearing at that time. Seeing no one who does have any questions or comments at this point in time, I will close the public hearing at 6:22. And now we will move on to further discussion and considering action on this a recommendation to the City Council regarding this comprehensive plan. So, any other thoughts, comments, discussion?
I just want to mention, I think, kind of like what has already been said, I just want to second the idea that I think if we move forward with nothing, in the long run, that's worse for the City of Woodway. So I think moving forward with something, even if amended based on some of the really good discussion we have, is where I would say I think we need to go. The other thing I wanted to point out, you just touched on, I think, your last slide, but I think it's really important, and maybe this is an area where we should give more comment, is on page 106. It says monitoring and updating the plan. And then it's got the second point that says applications inconsistent with the plans, specifically to planning and zoning. I think that's a very important, it's just one little paragraph there. This essentially highlights, I think, one half of one of the issues we're talking about is that an application were to come up that's inconsistent with this plan, we as planning and zoning have a right to move forward with that, if it makes sense. I would love to see the other side that says, you know, even if something comes forward, maybe in alignment with the plan, we have the right to not approve it. I'd like to see that written kind of both sides. I think that speaks to one of the things we're talking about, wanting to make sure that this plan isn't used to sort of railroad things through planning. And then, yeah, I would agree with the top of the main idea, I think, that we shared, that if we can amend this to increase the safeguards with existing residential, I think that sounds like the main concern we have, and I would totally agree with that.
I would like to see, and I've been talking to people about our future water situation, I'd like to see a big component put in there about how that's going to be addressed. You bring in more businesses, more residential, more people, and it's going to cause more stress on our water system that's already stressed right now. Now, today it's not, definitely, but this is atypical. And I just would like to be very proactive. I'm not sure.
Completely agree.
That's not for us to manage that. It's probably more of a city council thing. But my daughter was talking to an environmental scientist
Baylor, and he was saying water is going to be the biggest issue of Central Texas. We need to do something to really nail that down in a definitive and targeted way.
And that our public service is adequately equipped. Fire,
yes.
Police.
Yes.
That those are big growth coming.
I do want to temper expectations that just in terms of the scope that we've been asked and the things that we've been asked to do for the plan, we were not scoped to go into a full LOS or level of service of existing public services and how that might be targeted when you see the city grow. However, we can do a high level action item that should be a study to be done, as well as a water study to be done as well. At this point of the process, unless additional scope is written, it would only be high level comprehensive actions.
Was the overlay more of what you were asked to address at the initial onset
just
of the project?
Just specifically land use and development. So just because Highway 84 is your area of growth, and we have to look at land use, that was the biggest component of the plan.
And I would say we did complete the water master plan. We do have that just in the last couple of years. The water part of it.
All right. So are there any other discussion items? More questions?
Well, I think that you put in a lot of work, and it's good work, and with your expertise and knowledge, it's certainly good for Woodway. And after reading it, there's 90% plus that is 100% that I agree with, It's just some of the things that I don't want the residents to get caught up in something that's Woodway's trying to be a big city, but yet Woodway is not a big city, Woodway is just a small community.
Residential community.
And it was developed the way it is, and that's the way it is. To try and change that might be unfair for some or a lot of the residents here. But I agree, businesses are going to come in. If the land is there, but there's a lot of land that's not in the residential houses. If you look on the east side, there's a lot of land back in there. And then go past the church, there's a lot of, land down there. There's a lot. But I know eventually it'll get filled up. And then eventually everybody's going to be trying to figure out where we're going to build next.
I think we have to use this as a guideline for the fact that, yes, Woodway is what Woodway was created as, what people moved here for, but also the fact that understanding how this overlays is with the idea that if we can help guide future redevelopment and development with what little is left, that we can be more forward-thinking for what Woodway is to hopefully bring more beneficial businesses and ideas to Woodway to benefit the citizens that they truly like. The biggest concern is just truly protecting the existing residents, which the more I read this, the more it is, there's still so much that this is the big part of the arrow that does not truly give the full answer and is a lot of recommendations for what needs to happen next.
You're saying that I feel like we're saying so much of the same thing. And one, when I look at it with the corridor and the development on there, one thing that we have overall identified, which I said a few minutes ago for the city, is maintaining the quality and the residential feel and having the improvements with the sidewalks and the lighting and the parks and the walking areas, all of those things. But we got to fund it. And the way to fund it is going to be by development. And so we need to be able to steer that development in a manner that enhances what we have and doesn't take away from it more. That's why why I love this plan and the focus. So I have a lot of questions. I've got a whole list of things on my phone. I'm not going to get into them. But there are a lot of things that, are addressing that and improving the character of Woodway, not just, the concrete things, but how we feel as a community. And I feel like overall, that's a large part of what this is addressing. But to make all those improvements, we got to come up with the money for it. And we've got to be responsible in how we spend our money. And so this, I think, kind of helps to prioritize that, show where we are going to do some enhancements, what streets, Pogue, Estates, some of the others, where in the corridor, how are we going to improve the entrance with monument signage coming into Woodway on each end of, you know, 84, all those kinds of things to make it better visually and aesthetically. And I think that all of those things wrapped together, along with guidance from the city council and city council, not just guidance, being the one who enforces it, us enforcing it on our end and being responsive. And I think that, to me, that can make this plan work. Even, you know, we may tweak it, and we probably will. And again, it may not be us, but others. But, you know, I feel like it's got a vision that's something that we probably all are saying, this is the vision we want. It's just how do we get to it?
Right. It's a great vision. It's just we don't want to step on a lot of toes getting there. So, but
unknown caller. Okay. Are there any other comments or thoughts, questions, gnashing of teeth?
I don't know. I just go back to the point that I think as long as PNC has the, maybe not the last say, but has a say into the zoning of any land in Woodway, I don't have a problem with it. If PNC does not have an opportunity and it skips PNC, it just automatically goes, you know? There's a problem.
We can't skip the local government code.
I don't think so.
Nope. So I think we're okay on that point.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay. Any other thoughts, comments? Would anyone like to make a motion in any way regarding this?
I wish we had all the bullet points. Your comments.
What's that song on Jeopardy?
I wish we had like five things.
A motion to not approve it, a motion to approve it, a motion to approve it with further considerations. Again, any kind of action.
I think you work, and I'm not saying this is for, I don't know where y'all are. If we're not going to approve it, we owe them some specific requests for approval. Like, I think we owe them, we would like to see these however many handful of things, so that just in the interest of efficiency.
I think, going back to what you said, we have to start somewhere. And ultimately, this is a guidance piece. And ultimately, I think it comes back to city staff and us even to say, hey, where do we want to go with this next? So if that is us as a board saying, hey, we would like this brought to us next for us to address a specific portion of this and how we make these changes, because this is all just recommendations for how changes could happen. And if there's something that is a high priority for us to prevent or happen or whatever, having that brought forth would allow us to keep being able to be moved forward, because there is so much that is beneficial. Open thoughts.
Yeah. I don't see.
Would you care to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve this Woodway forward.
All right. Then is there a second on that motion? If there is no second on this motion, do we have, we're not moving forward on this, we're not going to vote on that motion, is there a motion to have any other recommendation regarding this plan?
I
Hearing no motion, it appears this will not be passing at this council, at this planning and zoning meeting. Therefore, it will not be going to council on June the 10th without, you know, this being addressed further. I would think that the next step would be for the specific concerns that have been voiced to be conveyed to city or to the representatives. Would you have any comments to add to that?
I'm not sure what to say without nothing.
I feel like we owe something to staff and.
And so I would.
To staff.
And I don't know if you guys want to take notes. Figure 3.2 either needs to be significantly modified in the 84 corridor to protect all residential. And when I say protect, not have any shade on any overlay of any of these maps that allows for that to go commercial. Now, that's just me, but if you guys are going to not like that next time, then let's not change it to what I like.
I would feel much more comfortable by saying, yes, let's make this happen. I do think that most of this is really quite exciting.
Sure.
But that one part of it really bothers me because I don't feel like it protects individual homeowners. And if we could just change that part, I'd be so much more comfortable.
Can I read you guys back our big three takeaways and you can tell me how you're feeling
sure.
about it?
Yeah,
that's great. Okay, so the first one is... looking at the future land use map to making it more clear to the map that says Highway 84 corridor with all the colors, having coloring the rest of the map so that it doesn't look like an overlay, so you have one single future land use map, so it's not confusing. And then you have what those future land uses mean as definition, so it's very clearly outlined.
Is that figure
410? What figure is that?
This one?
Yep. Correct.
Okay, yeah. I do agree that it would be beneficial to have a total overlay, future land use plan overlay, all tied together.
So that's our one biggest takeaway, is that you have one land use map with all those that shows the residential areas very clearly. So that would be on page...
I even think the Highway 84 corridor boundary on that document is appropriate.
Okay.
As long as the residential, current residential lots...
are not included.
...continue to be zoned.
That's right. So if that yellow...
Right.
And that was yellow...
And this is like...
And this is yellow, it would make sense. That's already commercial.
That's what I've got. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I haven't checked these others.
So can I clarify real quick? So there's some residential properties shown within that boundary, the red boundary of 84. You're not saying to remove those from the red boundary. You're just saying as long as they stay for residential,
well,
that's fine.
Maybe.
Because the boundary comes from the previous comp plan defined the 84 corridor boundary. That's kind
of the previous comp plan defined.
The 2004 plan?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's where that boundary comes from.
So that's why that's,
that you can.
That, to me, that provides less protection. And so, if you're asking me, everybody, I don't want the red lines. I don't want the residents and the red lines.
Okay.
That's the clearest, cleanest. That way, there's no well, it's this and it's that.
Yep.
But that's me. Mm-hmm.
And I believe we've had this plan like 30 days to be looking at this hard copy of it. So, you know, any other comments, we need to forward those as quickly as possible, I would think, if there are any serious concerns.
We could make a motion that all residential property in Highway 84 corridor, is that possible?
Could I add in just
yes.
that there would be no residential property
okay.
in the 84 corridor.
Okay.
Right? Because that's what we're talking about within the red lines.
So
is the 84
yeah, because we would
be.
No existing residential.
So if this map was amended about areas to maintain, areas to enhance, areas to grow, and the residential was removed from this future recommendation, ultimately the areas to grow would still be appropriate. Well, I think...
You removed all the residential.
But here's the challenge with it. You've got an undeveloped portion of residential land, and the recommendation is area
That's
to grow.
That's not in the corridor. That's
right.
not in the corridor.
Okay. So just
effective.
In the corridor.
No so, current residential
in the corridor.
So if it's out of the corridor, go for it. That's great.
And so what we would be adding to the plan as well is that we would be updating the boundary. So that language would be added in there as well. And then, okay.
Is if that is the change, the only change that we're making, could that be made in a motion at this meeting or would that need to come forward? I mean, we've already considered this once. It's still an agenda item. We failed on the lack of a second motion. So if someone is interested in making a renewed motion with this modified language for consideration, since we're still in this portion of the agenda item, I feel like it would be appropriate to do so if that is anything that the board would wish to do.
I can make that motion.
All right. Can you restate that?
Maybe.
Yeah, you do.
I make a motion.
It's modern.
Let me find.
So there's no.
Am I correct on this, John?
Can I ask a quick question first, just to make sure I understand? So on page 51, where we're looking at the corridor, existing residential within the corridor is yellow, right?
Correct.
I just want to make sure I'm reading this right. There's no other residential within that corridor that I'm missing. It's all the yellow. Okay.
Correct. So all the yellow on figure... Sorry, I don't have the figures right in front of me, but that map.
410
410.
410. On figure 410, where there is yellow, that is going to be taken out of the boundary.
Correct.
And get changed to blue on figure 4.
It's outside the corridor, so it's not.
Help me out.
Corridor 3.2.
3.2.
Okay.
Are
you all good?
3-2.
I made the motion.
So we're changing that or that?
We're changing both.
Getting rid of that?
We're changing both.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Would you like to give a shot at that?
I'm just
you'll make that. All right.
Yeah,
Taylor, go for it.
I'm just going to pray for him and get out of the way.
Yeah.
I make a recommendation for conditional approval for the City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan with the change of amending the Highway 84 corridor boundary to remove existing residential and on figure 4.10 and additionally tying the future land use plan to be included on this whole map and amending figure 3.2 to remove existing residential from the areas to grow and change it to areas to maintain.
A second.
Got a second? We have a motion and a second. Any further comments on that? I'm calling for the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion approved. All right. So.
No, I love coming to Woodway.
Okay.
3, 4, 5.
Thank you, Daniel and Haley, very much. Okay. One more or two more items on the agenda. Staff updates.
There are no staff updates this time.
You could have said that.
Next motion. I need it.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank y'all very
much.
Adam was hurt.